Welcome to Through the Seasons with me, Megan Gilger. I'm so glad you guys are here. It is a beautiful October week. I am like on such an October high. I was thinking about how I just love October. I mean, every October, it's sort of like just like fills me in some wild way, but this October feels incredibly, I don't know, it feels very emotional, very like big, very like, I don't know, it just feels really good, but also scary, and also there's a lot of emotions and a lot of feelings. But I think that's most October, you know, if we look on the wheel of the seasons, October is our farewell, and that's what this season is all about. And then we move over to November, and November is all about that transition from like fall into winter. And we start really making that move from the colors of the trees and the landscape around us to the cold, the ice, the way the snow starts highlighting the shapes of everything. It's such a big transition. And I think I always live in this love-hate of that feeling of farewells. Like there's some like deep sadness that I always connect with. I was talking with a friend of mine about how fall is our favorite season because it's so emotional. And I think it's just who we are and that we're just emotional people and we really enjoy like my son always says, like, Mom, you listen to sad music. And I probably do. It's either he calls it sad music or farm music. I don't know what that means. But it's, I don't know. I really love October. And it definitely, I think sometimes when we talk about something we love or that is deeply emotional, we have to understand that there's a lot of tension in that. Like there's a tension between feeling something beautiful and good and something feeling tragic and something feeling hard, something feeling sad. You know, I like think about this in terms of like when I'm out in the garden and I start pulling and removing things and weeding away all the things that I didn't want there, like finally getting the time that August never allowed because, or July didn't allow for me to do those things in the garden. And now there's some space that's being created and I can take advantage of that to remove that crabgrass that's been driving me crazy and has taken over. Or I just like, there's something that's so releasing about that, that I all of a sudden have this like immense space that opens up in me as I do that. And it's no different in myself. I think October is such a great time for us to spend time in reflection, in thought, in awareness, like self-awareness. And I think it's really easy to fill our lives with a lot of other things. Everything is always pushing at us to join in, to fill space, even social media and all these things. But I will tell you that like it's also really good to spend time not doing those things, to leave space. And because we need space. And this is when we start understanding and feeling that tension that we need that and that we need to create that space. You know, we've gotten through that setting of new rhythms into the fall, that early fall time, and the transition of this ease of summer and the abundance of summer into this more solid place of like, the days start needing slower rhythms in order for us to spend time in reflection, to start easing into that transition of winter and what that looks like and who are we going to be and what are we going to let go of and all those things between. I just don't think we talk about October in this way and how necessary that is, and that it's okay if you're feeling a lot of things right now. Not only that, like, let's be honest, like if you follow anything about moons and like all that stuff, we got a ring of fire, supposedly, like with eclipse season and an eclipse coming up this weekend. And I think to say that those things don't affect us is crazy. You know, if you live in a seasonal climate, you understand like that all of a sudden, like the clouds lower and it's like, oh, it's so dark. And you start feeling this different feeling in your soul and your body, and like everything starts shifting. And then the moment that like the sun rises and it's brighter in the spring, and you start feeling this like energy and this movement in yourself that's so different. And we can feel really stagnant in winter, and so we have to like work on that. And so to think that the moon and eclipses and all these things don't create some level of tension in our body or shift in how we feel or anything is wildly, I don't know, you're missing something that I think is really important to create space for. Because the more I've paid attention to these things, the more I'm like, oh yeah, that's going on. Ah, yeah, that's why this morning felt a little like challenging, or that is surfacing in my body, and all these things are happening. There is some sense of, you don't have to like be into all of it too deeply to just feel and make it aware that you are affected, just like the ocean is, and tides, by the moon, by the seasons, by all these things. That said, I wanted to use this podcast as kind of a moment to encourage, to kind of talk through how to do some of these reflections, to do some of this work. And I want to model it more than anything as myself, because I really want to like look back, because how I see things, like I literally have this like wheel of the seasons that I put together. And at some point, our members are going to be able to access this on the Substack. So if you are following the Substack, you can follow for free. But if at any time you're just like, you know what, I want to dig in deeper, totally cool, you can join anytime on the Substack and just up your membership. Either way, sharing and reviewing this podcast, anything like that, those are all great ways to support. So there's many ways to help me continue to do this, but this wheel is something that I plan to bring into the member side. There's a member space that when you are a paid subscriber on the Substack that you can access. So all of the old membership stuff that I discussed over the past 2 years was in another platform, and those individuals know that things are going to be ending in December, and really are like, when I talk about members, these are the people that are in our paid Substack. So that is what I'm discussing. And this is also why I'm making this transition. It's a big one. But as you guys, if you listened to the podcast a couple weeks back about the changes and what I'm doing, I think it makes sense. But that what I want us to do today is think about this wheel, and I want you to think about 6 months prior. What was 6 months ago? October is like, you know, is all about our farewell. And when we look across the circle, we're going to see, when we look, you know, to the left of the circle in this situation, because we're on one side of it and we go to the other side, 6 months ago, it was April. And April, unlike October, April is all about emergence. It's about this coming out, this like, you know, pushing upward, this like feeling of like exiting where we were and where we've been like dormant and like resting. And it's beginning of growth. Like when a plant comes out of the ground, it emerges and it is new. It is tender. There is so much effort, so much energy in it. And then when we get to the other side of the circle, we spend all this time growing, 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 growing. And then in autumn, it's all about the farewell. And when we get to October, this is the time in which we recede back into the soil. We make the transition back down. And eventually, as we get to December and January, we ground ourselves and begin tending to our roots. So just to get this into a picture for you, that's what I'm talking about. So I want us to look back in order to help us understand how far we've come so that we can understand what needs to transition and be let go. I know, It's a lot, but we're going to do that really quick. I'm going to walk through this for myself. Okay. I am going to discuss where I was in April to where I am now and just how immense that is, because it sounds really weird, but I take photos of myself throughout the seasons and months, and it like in just like random ways, like any moment that like I feel positive about myself, or maybe it's a photo that somebody captured of me, or, you know, or I'm feeling like silly or like weird. I like to capture those things because those are the essence of who we really are. And many times these are the parts that we like to hide. They're the parts of us that we don't want others to see. And I know that I lived in a world of being an influencer and being this thing that like I had to put on a show and it had to be a, you know, just look a certain way that this part of me couldn't be. But what I have learned through a lot of work, self-work, is that that's who I am. And in fact, that's really great. And that's really awesome. So there's still so much work there, but I like to take these photos for that very reason, to remind myself of who I am when I'm both looking and when I'm not looking. And if you don't do this, or you don't have this way of connecting with yourself, I really suggest it. This is not about your style. This is not about anything else. This is just about seeing who you are. And because we don't see ourselves, right? We don't get to like look back, or like look at ourselves in the same way other people do. And I think it's so nice to just like have those moments of like connection with yourself. That's a little different. Like the sunflower never gets to see how it turns, you know, towards the sun, but we all do, and we love it for it. And I'm sure the sunflower would love it too if it could see itself. Maybe I'll bring a mirror sometime to the sunflower. Anyways, I just really encourage you to do that. And I did this in this week's newsletter, which I'm going to link. I have a whole section about how to do this, and I really suggest the newsletter is free this on Friday, and so where I include this section and talking about this and why it's important. So I really encourage you to go in and go read this, because I think it's really important, because we can do this every single month. So in November, we can look back 6 months ago, and that's when we were beginning, and now we're transitioning back into the ground in November, you know, and then we're going to go to June. We were opening, and now in December, we're grounding ourselves. We were putting ourselves out there, and now we're pulling back in, you know, and those are big transitions in ourselves. And to be able to connect at various points throughout the year, how those 6 month increments are working in our life is really powerful, because we like to, you know, the modern world always wants to put, okay, compare who you were in January, 2023 to December, 2023. Let me tell you, there's a lot of things that happen every single month, hell, every week in our lives that begins to transition us and change us. And this brings a deeper self-awareness to yourself that is right in tune with nature. Whether you align with the feeling of a farewell in October, that doesn't matter. It's more about this awareness of self and maybe how we do feel that way and how we don't, and like how to kind of take that into our lives and learn from that. And it's a bigger picture idea. What I have been taking away when I've been doing this myself, and I have these two pictures in the newsletter, one of me like out in the garden, it looks completely dead because it's in April, but I am wearing shorts and a long sleeve, like button down shirt. And I have my clippers. That's like totally April, sort of sweating, sort of not, like got my boots on. I'm dirty. Like it's gross, sort of sweating. It's a very different experience than say now, and my hair is different. I physically look slightly different, and I was at the time going through a time where I was refiguring out how to care for myself, and I had gotten sick and was just really struggling to recover from it. And I realized that my body needed certain foods. Like I wasn't feeding myself as well as I should have. And it's just, it wasn't like on purpose. It was just like, I wasn't being aware of like not eating what I should have like in February, March. And then I increased my food and changed how I was eating and with guidance of my doctor. And so there was a lot of like physical changes going on with me. And I had to take a break from working out because my body felt really depleted. And it was a complicated time for myself. Like I was going through a shedding of things and who I was, and just, I kind of called it like this Phoenix moment, like where I was just kind of, I had to like sit back and sort of burn myself up a little bit. And and then I started, you know, I think by, when did I start really feeling like myself again? I think it was like in June or July, I started feeling it. Like I really started to, it was in June. I really started to feel more energy. I got back into working out. I was in the garden more, but I was also really, really conscious of where my energy was and where it wasn't, which evolved into needing to take breaks with the garden and not working the way I wanted. I was struggling with how business was going. Being a small business owner is incredibly hard, and in every aspect, like I was just going through a lot of mental transitions of like, what do I want? Where do I feel my value lies? And what do I uniquely offer the world? And I'm somebody who just has to do what they're incredibly passionate about. There's no other way. Like my career is so deeply in line with who I am that I can't do anything else. So that's just how it is. And then to feel like that at that time, the thing that I was valuing was not being valued outwardly in the world was hard. And I felt pretty lost in June, but I was really open. Like June is all about opening. I was very open at that time to whatever things would come. And I had received feedback on a project and I was reworking that, and it felt really vulnerable and exciting, but hard. And like, had I failed, had I, you know, I hadn't, it just, some things just go that way. And there's just all these things, a lot of feelings. And then at the same time, the kids were ending school. I was transitioning back into like, okay, I gotta be full-time parent a lot and figure this out. And the garden's calling. And there was just an abundance of things all summer in all the best ways. And there was a family wedding and then, you know, getting sick. And then like, you know, all these things coinciding one by one, one behind the other. In some point, I didn't always like sit back as well as I could have. But in that time when I did sit back and listen to was who I wanted to be, what I wanted in life, and what felt the truest to me. And I remember taking a lot of walks and a lot of, like, I just took this practice all summer where I just listened, like, if my intuition said to do something, I just did it. I didn't question it. And I love this practice, and I talk about it in the newsletter as well this week, about how to practice this idea where we just like go into the woods or we go into a place and we just follow our intuition. This can be done even like walking in a city, you know, take the turn that just calls to you, take the feeling that just goes, you know, that's part of life. And like, I think the more we do this, the more we start feeling confidence in our intuition. And that's what I started feeling. And this sounds really weird, but like I had gotten COVID this summer and I was in the sauna and like, you know, burning it out. And then I just like came out one day and I was like, it was in the morning. I felt completely like alive in every cell of my body. I cannot explain it. Sometimes the sauna can do that. And I was like, I know exactly what I need to do. And it scares the shit out of me, but I needed to do it. And there I was. Here I am now. Like, when I think about who I was when that moment happened in August, which is the fruition, August is all about fruition, and that coincides with all the ways we rejuvenate ourselves in February. And I did not do that. I did not listen to what I am supposed to do, or I thought I was doing it and I didn't do it properly, and it led me to this moment. But what it offered me was an opportunity to like reconnect with myself in this really deep way that culminated because of a fever in a sauna, you know, like, I guess anybody who's been in a sweat lodge probably can resonate with this, but, or been on peyote or something, I don't know, but I just like had this like total moment of clarity where I was like, I am a writer. I am going to talk about seasons, and I am taking people through this system that I love and that has grounded me in my life and has brought me so much fulfillment and self-connection and contentment in the deepest parts of my life as I evolve as a human, as I grow and like, you know, work through doing stupid things and, you know, saying things you probably don't want to say and like, you know, whatever, like we're all human. And I just like, I don't know, that moment was so big for me, and it was the largest harvest of my year, and it led me to this moment right now where I feel so connected to who I am and who I want to be, and it is the most alive and like lit up that I have been in a while. And so all that to say, COVID, thank you so much. But truly, like it was a real, I think sometimes when we get sick or we get something that kind of, you know, alters the rhythm or breaks up our day-to-day routine, or, you know, even like I think having a fever sometimes can be very clearing in our systems. And believe me, I still am like very Western, Eastern medicine, but I am not a doctor, but that is just my like feelings, because I've had those moments over and over again in my life where it's just, I get a fever and I'm like, wake up in like 3 days and I'm like, oh yeah, like that's what I need to do. All that other junk I was like had in my head and just needs to go away. So anyways, not that I condone getting fevers, but because they aren't fun, but the hard things in life aren't always fun, but they're usually clarifying. So I just like think about that 6 month span of my year and how it led me to this moment of how I feel right now. And there are going to be times though, that 6 months where you can be on this high, like I may look back in April and be like, dang, October was amazing. It was so good. I felt incredible. And now like April, I'm like, whatever may happen, like, you know, life throws us wild curveballs and we never expect them. But I just think I am going to track and pay attention to this movement of myself in such a closer way because of this 6 month check-in. And not every 6 months. What I mean is like comparing November to May, December to June, and continuing this cycle month by month, season by season, connecting with who we were 6 months prior. So we're aware of our changes and our growth and the way that we're rejuvenating, resting, and rebuilding so that we can come to a different place. And that's what I mean when I'm talking about this 6 month thing. So it's a lot of words for one podcast. And I hope this is really exciting to you, because I want us to rethink how we connect to ourselves and like check in and reflect, because I just don't think we do it well enough because life gets so busy. But these thoughts and these ways that we check in with ourselves can be done when we're doing dishes. And in fact, I highly suggest active meditation if you are a person who just is like, I can't sit still for 5 minutes because you're like me and you probably just have like ADD and you really love movement and like doing, and it feels really good. You just don't sit down well. That's me. But sorry, I needed a drink of water. But I really suggest that you sit down, you take time to sit with yourself, or not sit, but walk. Like, that's what I do a lot. And I remember Brené Brown talked about that one time. Like, she's like, I'm an active meditator. And when she said that, I was like, yeah, me too. I go on a walk, I garden, and immediately, like, everything is written. Like, if I am ever stuck with my writing, I just am like, okay, putting down the pen, going outside. And I even got into practice where I was like, I'm going to go walk and then I'm going to come back and write. Or when I'm walking, I'll like end up like with my recorder and I'm just like talking to myself. It looks like I'm talking on the phone, but I'm most likely talking to myself about whatever is in my head. But I think it's just so important to take this time to ask these questions, to really think about who you were in April right now. And then we get to November, doing it again for May. And do it when you're doing the dishes, driving for work, going and running an errand. You know, take that 5-10 minutes and do it repeatedly. Don't just like check in one time. Do this repeatedly throughout the month. Because you may find that there's new things that surface in you that are really revealing and exciting and interesting and curious. And that's the fun part. That's the stuff you want to dig on, you know? So I am going to read our reflection really quick because it does coincide with this whole idea. And I'm going down. It's very similar. It's called From Where We Started. I begged the snow to stay or give way to a different landscape in March. The icy shapes of the layers under the melting snow felt like they would never come back to life. Yet the dripping down, the ice dripping down the road, creating pathways and rivers to the water table below us, to the river that runs without our awareness, felt it was bringing something slowly back to life in me in the landscape. The contrasts of the similarities of the beginnings and endings of spring and autumn always feel defined when clearing the soil of the plants that I believed would never rise in the spring under those layers of snow and ice. The milkweed I dreamed of springing forth and blooming after the lilacs is now spreading its seed after a summer of feeding the next generation of bugs, butterflies, and caterpillars. I look at all the ways the land ebbs and flows without missing a beat, letting one season feed into another endlessly. It reminds me to sit back and how in spring I felt like those matted and icy fields around me felt raw, and how I felt raw and in need of renewal by the increasing sunlight of spring. I think of how far summer brought me, just like the fields that are letting go of all that helped them blossom. I feel so similar. It brings a deep ache into the deep depths of my bones. It was a summer of finding new roots and ways to grow in myself, like the wild apple trees and the sunflowers that still made it despite the chipmunks and rabbits. There is a shaking in me that I no doubt will find coincides one day with the winds that will blow at the end of the month, but for now, I am suspended between the growth and the endings. The point of living in gratitude for what the emerging of April revealed in the soil of my soul and the abundance of summer grew in me that now will be celebrated and then released, so I have space for settling into a winter just like everything around me. The clouds lower, my hands become colder, the rain comes and goes, the leaves change and fall. The milkweed's soft parachuting seeds float all around in the north winds. I plan to live suspended here and remember how I wished for the changes and signs of abundance I see now. I will consider how much these wild fields and untamed gardens grew in ways I never anticipated. Then I will look at myself and reflect how I am no different, and I can see all the ways I grew through this growing season. And then I will follow suit with the trees and let it all float away in a beautiful array of color, giving way to decay and new life once again in the spring. Sorry, I was a little jumpy in there, but I know you'll forgive me. So I hope this inspires you in how the landscape can speak to this 6-month system as well. That we can reflect on what it looked like 6 months ago, how we begged for one thing and have it now and had it, and then now it's already fading away. Whatever it may be, these things are right there in front of us for taking, and but only if we pay attention to it. And the same thing is true in ourselves. I hope this gives you lots to just navigate over the weekend and to just give you a sense of gratitude, amazement, enchantment with the natural world, and enchantment with yourself, because there's so much happening in both of us and it's really fun. Take time to appreciate it, okay? Until then, my friends, I'll see you out there.